are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we welcome you to this another broadcast of the Way of Truth.
Preacher told about his love, about his saving grace, of how he came from heaven at Calvary, took my place. He said he gave his life for me and died there in my stead. And as I turn to walk away, this is what the preacher said. What you gonna tell him when you see him face to face? Will you say you refused his love? He didn't take your place. What you gonna say, my friend, when he looks your way? What you gonna tell him on Judgment Day? I left the church that evening, not knowing what to do. The preacher's voice was in my ears. I knew each word was true. I knew someday I'd meet him and that his face I'd see. The words of the preacher man kept coming back to me. What you gonna tell him when you see him face to face? Will you say you refused his love? He didn't take your place. What you gonna say, my friend, when he looks your way? What you gonna tell him on Judgment Day? We never know the day nor hour when he shall come again. And if by chance we're called away before time shall end, before that great and final day, decide, friend, what you'll do. The words of the preacher man I now ask of you. What you gonna tell him when you see him face to face? Will you say you refused his love? He didn't take your place. What you gonna say, my friend, when he looks your way? What you gonna tell him on Judgment Day?
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of presenting this broadcast service to this precious people today. We are thankful for the gospel and for the power of the gospel. And we're thankful that the gospel is offered to one and to all. Jesus Christ tasted death for every man. You loved the world and gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but should have everlasting life. We're thankful for the privilege of sharing this message with this precious people today. May the Holy Spirit accompany it And may he be able to deal with hearts through this broadcast service today. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now I don't have to worry about tomorrow, since I've met the Lord of every day. For he's the God of every situation, and if it's best, he'll always make a way. So let tomorrow be tomorrow. I'll just serve the living God that has control. Let the rain fall or the sun shine, I'll be happy, oh so happy in my soul.
Our subject for today's broadcast, The Fear of the Lord. And our text of scripture is Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instructions. We also read in the scriptures that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Another verse of scripture tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for fear has a threefold meaning. Number one, dread, terror. Number two, to stand in awe, in reference to a king. And number three, to revere, to respect, in regard to parents. The proper or right kind of fear is the fear of God, that reverence for God, which leads to obedience because of one's relationship of his power as well as his love to man. So we read in Cruden's Concordance, and let me read that again. The proper or right kind of fear is the fear of God, that reverence for God which leads to obedience because of one's realization of his power as well as of his love to man. The role of fear in the life of a Christian. Let us consider this thought. We are to fear God and not man. So we are told by Jesus in Matthew chapter 10. He told us there that we should not fear man, who after he had destroyed their body could do nothing to the soul, but to fear him who was able to cast both soul and body into hell. So we are not to fear man, but we are to fear God. I'm afraid many people today are not serving God because of their fear of man, their fear of what man may say or what man may think. But someone has said, people can laugh you into hell, but they cannot laugh you out. And people can keep you out of the kingdom of God if you allow the fear of man to rule in your heart. So Jesus tells us that we are not to fear man, but we are to fear God. The early morning church walked in the fear of the Lord. According to 2 Corinthians 12:18, walked we not in the same spirit? Walked we not in the same steps? Walked we not in the same fear, of course. We are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. So the Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12, and there is an effort that must be put forth if we're going to fear God and keep His commandments. So we are to work out our own salvation. Your salvation does not depend upon what someone else thinks of you or what someone else says about you. Your salvation depends upon what you do. Salvation is an individual matter. No one can make the decision for you, and no one can keep you from making the right decision if you are determined to do so. And we are to work. Yes, work out your own salvation. It isn't something that you just sign a decision card or shake a preacher's hand or join some religious organization. There is work that must be, and I'm not talking about salvation by works. What I'm talking about is putting forth an effort to fight and overcome the enemy and get this experience of salvation, and then by the grace of Almighty God, work to keep it. And there is work to be done. And if we will do so, the Lord will be with us, for He's promised never to leave us nor to forsake us. Now, serving God with godly fear, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28. Again, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And God is the fountainhead of all knowledge, the fountainhead of all wisdom, and He has given us good, sound instructions in the Word of God, which we need to take to heart and to obey. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. We are going to reverence God, and we're going to have deep respect and reverence for Him if we really love Him and want to please Him. God hates a proud look. There are seven things mentioned in the sixth chapter of the book of Proverbs that God hates. And the very first one is a proud look. And pride goes before destruction. If we're going to walk with God, if we're going to serve God, if we're going to please God, then we must be humble and respectful and reverence to Almighty God. Just think of it. The Almighty God allows us to come to Him in prayer. The Almighty God promised to walk with us if we will do what is right. The Lord has showed thee, O man, what He requires. Love mercy, do justly, and walk humbly with thy God. The Almighty God, the eternal God, the everlasting God, the true God, is willing to walk with us, but we must walk humbly and reverently. With the fear of the Lord, we will hate evil. So we are told in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. We cannot love evil. We cannot follow evil. We cannot put our approval upon evil and really have the fear of the Lord in our heart. If we really fear God, we will hate evil. I have chosen the way of truth, the psalmist said. I hate every false way. And so if we have the real fear of God in our hearts, we will hate evil. And also when we think about the fear of the Lord, we will prolong life, according to Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 27. How many people have shortened their lives because they did not fear God and they did not keep His commandments. Again, Solomon said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Again, I say, how many people have shortened their lives because they did not fear God and they did not serve God? We have strong confidence and a foundation of life, according to Proverbs 14 and 26 and 27, by our fear of the Lord. Yes, we have strong confidence and a fountain of life. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life to depart from the snare of death. Proverbs 14, 26, and 27. Now, without the fear of the Lord, we deprive ourselves of the treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. I say, without the fear of the Lord, we deprive ourselves. We cut ourselves off from God. We cut ourselves off from His counsel. We cut ourselves off from His leadership. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path. The footsteps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. It's not within man that walketh to guide his own steps. So with the fear of the Lord, or without the fear of the Lord, we deprive ourselves of the treasures of God's wisdom and knowledge. And without the fear of the Lord, we will give ourselves over to sin and be corrupted by it. Yes, sin is corruptible. Sin is destructive. Sin is evil. Sin is contrary to the divine will of Almighty God. It is rebellion against God. And if we do not have the fear of the Lord, we will not serve Him. We will give ourselves over to sin and be corrupted by it. And if we do not fear God, we will never come to know the love of God and His salvation. Because there must be that fear and that reverence for God for us to find God and live for God. While we have a proud and a haughty spirit, we will deprive ourselves of the love of God and of His salvation. So without the fear of the Lord, we will never come to know the love of God and His salvation. Now, developing the fear of God, just as faith comes by hearing the Word of God, the same can be said for the fear of God. Yes, the fear of God can be developed. It can grow. And just as faith comes by hearing, so this fear of God comes by our hearing, by reading and by studying the Word of God, by hearing the gospel preached, by obeying the Word of God. Then our fear of God will increase. Our fear of God will grow. If thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 3, 4, and 5. And so, the fear of the Lord Christ, if we're going to have the fear of the Lord, then we need to put forth an effort to have it and to see it grow in our heart and in our life. Again, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her, again, there's that thought of putting forth an effort, of working, that we might fear God and keep His commandments. If thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasure, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. Now, the fear of the Lord, properly used, is to maintain a balance. To avoid extremes, we must rightly divide the word. There are extremes, and we can go to an extreme on either side. But to keep a proper balance in our fear of God, then we must avoid the extremes. We must rightly divide the word and apply the word to our life. As Jesus, quoting from the book of Deuteronomy, said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." God is love. But that does not mean we should not fear Him. No, God is love, but God also has wrath. We hear that preached very little in the world today. It's love, love, love. And I am thankful for the love of God. It is marvelous. It is wonderful. And without the love of God, where would we be and what hope would we have? But beloved, we need to remember also that God is a God of wrath. And He does pour out His wrath upon sin and wickedness and evil. God is love, but that does not mean, I say, that we should not fear Him. God is a God of wrath, and He will bring us into judgment. But that does not do away with His love and mercy for His willingness to forgive. Yes, Solomon tells us in the last chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes that God will bring every work, every secret thing into judgment. We will have to give an account of our alliance to God. So God is a God of love, and God is a God of wrath. A God of love does not mean we should not fear Him, and a God of wrath does not mean that we should fear Him in the sense of being afraid of Him or anything like that. But He has mercy, and He has willingness to forgive, even though He has wrath. If the antediluvian world would have repented of their ways, God would have forgiven them. Remember how Jonah went to Nineveh? 40 more days and God's going to destroy the city. But the king and all the rest of them got down in sackcloth and ashes. They began to fast and even deprived their animals of feed, and God spared them. So God is a God of wrath, and He will bring us into judgment. But that does not do away with His love and mercy if we will call upon Him in a sincere manner and way. He will forgive. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, fear God, and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Yes, God created man to fear Him, to reverence Him, to serve Him, and eventually to be with Him forever. Heavenly Father, we pray that You will bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. Make them a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Whosoever heareth thou shalt the sound, spread the blessed tidings for the world around. Tell the joyful news wherever man is found. Whosoever thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. Our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us if you'd let us know. Our mailing address again, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. Remember, there's a number of our broadcasts on the web in case you have missed some, and there are also other messages there, and our monthly Way of Truth magazine will be found on our webpage. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. You may also join us in our Sunday services. Our morning worship service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. That's Eastern Time, and our services are broadcast live over the Internet, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.